KBWP. Funny, Chris, I can talk to you, but you're not quite making it. I don't know if you're on the Bay City or the Saginaw, but maybe try the other one. Morning, Chris. Now you're booming in there. Yeah, you were just barely clipping the repeater. I didn't hear any audio until that last try, and you were just barely in there. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. My lower back is a little achy for some unusual reason. Hopefully that goes away as I get moving around more. How about you? How are you feeling?
Doing good. Just got done on the treadmill. Just got done doing my morning stretches. Getting something to eat. Yeah, I threw the call out a couple times Friday, but I think you said you didn't have the radio on. Keeping busy. Had to shovel some snow here on Friday night and Saturday morning. It's really foggy right now. We got quite a bit of snow on the ground, and it's 34 degrees. I don't know what it's doing up your way.
Yeah, it's kind of like misting out or something. Excuse me. Maybe it's because of the fog. It's not like really foggy, but a little hazy.
That's really foggy. I think we got more snowpack than you guys do. Well, we got another good month of winter here, and then maybe once we get into March, things will start looking up a little bit.
You still get the late April. Ice storms in April. Oh, holy cow. Yeah, it's 34 here in the city by the bay. Oh. Yeah, I'm looking forward to warmer weather, that's for sure. I'm not going to complain too much about what we've had. Really didn't get a lot of snow. And you said you got snow Friday and Saturday? Really? You had a lot to shovel? Man, we only got like a dusting on Friday night. Into Saturday morning, it's probably about a centimeter of snow.
Yeah, the cutoff was I-69. It was from I-69 south. It went all the way down to the Ohio border. It was a mess. It was pouring down rain. And then, like, I don't know, 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, all of a sudden it changed over to snow, and it was the biggest flakes you've ever seen. It was a whiteout. I couldn't see the end of my road. And it carried on like that for an hour or two, and then it quit. It was just enough to make everything really messy. Our son's girlfriend, she's carpooling with her aunt right now to work. And she parked her car over at her aunt's house down by Brighton, and she couldn't get home, couldn't get out of the driveway, couldn't get up the big hills that they've got out there. It's a dirt road. You have to go around a corner and then go up a really big hill, and her tires aren't the best, but she had to stay the night at her aunt's house, and after there was enough traffic going up and down the dirt road, she was finally able to get out and go home. But, yep, whole different story down here. We've had a lot more snow. I've already shoveled probably 7 times. And it doesn't seem like you guys get it up there. It's just all the snow's been tracking south. KB8RBP.
Isn't that weird? KB8RBP. I'm trying to remember what day it was that my wife talked to my daughter Amber down in Livonia. We were getting rain and we were getting snow. Weird. Yeah. Hey. Your son's girlfriend, yeah. We'll have to invest in some different, tires probably. Never fun buying tires, but so darn expensive. But definitely worth it in the long run, that's for sure.
No, they're the ones that just moved back from Florida. Dylan's been gone 10 years. Just moved back to Michigan, so they're just getting on their feet. She's only been working for a week. Just got a job. Well, she doesn't have money for tires right now. Dylan had to report down to Ohio for National Guard for the weekend. He drives a Ford Mustang with summer-only tires on it, so his grandpa let him take his Ford F-150 down to Ohio for his weekend. His Ford Mustang never would have made it. He just been doing donuts all the way down there. So yeah, they got some changes. Got to get different tires, but got to get back on their feet first.
Yeah, you can't drive summer tires on a Ford Mustang. I remember a few years ago there was a got off at the 9 Mile Road exit here in town, off of US 10, and some girl had her boyfriend's Ford Mustang, and she had her grandma with her, and they were completely lost. She's trying to get off on the exit, and she just wasn't getting any tread. There's probably about 4 of us guys trying to push her out, and then she asked for directions, like, oh my God, you're like way out of the ballpark. She wanted to be out by Flint. Out by Flint, and she's up by, in Bay City. It's like, wow, you got to turn around and go the other way. Yeah, she was like sliding all over. I'm surprised she made it that far without being all banged up, you know, in an accident.
Yeah, I've seen people drive rear-wheel drive cars like a Mustang, put winter tires on. There's actually a mode button where you can select sport mode and normal mode, and it has winter wet mode so you don't spin as much. Uses the traction control and stuff, but yeah, you got to start out with good tires first.
She didn't have anything like that. That's too new. Way too new. I think this Mustang was like in the 60s or the 70s. It had all winter tire, all summer tires all the way around it. This just was funny. Am I anywhere close to Flint? Ah. why? Yeah, I think they're looking for, Birch Run Holt what? Oh my, no, you're like, you're up here in Auburn of Bay County, not like Auburn of Auburn Hills. Oh my.
Gave you an RVP. Yeah, I'm amazed at how many people don't use the GPS on their phone, some kind of navigation app. I use Waze, W-A-Z-E, but I have Google Maps on there. I have Apple Maps on there. But it's crazy sometimes. I know my sister-in-law, she would drive from her house to work in Flint Township. She lived north of Forest Creek. And she had to stop by my parents' house one time on the way to work, and she made a right-hand turn out of their drive instead of a left. And she ended up out in Shiawassee County, like out in Durand or something, trying to find, she didn't realize where she was, she got lost. Called my parents, trying to figure out where she was so she could get to work. It happens sometimes. Big whoops.
GPS's and all the map stuff on your cell phone. If your vehicle don't have anything like that, it sure does help out an awful lot. Well, I'm here at work. Just gonna be pulling in the parking lot right now, so 73s, and hope you have a good day today, man. And I'm glad you're doing way better.
Oh yeah, way better. I only had the one kidney stone, but they leave the stent in for a week after, and you have to go in and have that taken out. So definitely going to be trying to avoid that. I'm going in and April to have an ultrasound to make sure I don't have any more trying to build up or something. Does your car have the, or your truck have the Ford sync where you can plug your phone in and bring the all the apps right up on your screen for your navigation and everything? Mine does. I've got the Ford sync, and that sure is nice when you're on a trip and stuff. 73 Chris, have a good day at work. KV8RV.
I don't recall having sync, but it does have a mapping system on it, and it does pair up with your phone. Huh. You know, the phone apps don't come up on the screen. It has, let's see here, just has apps from, it says that you can find your mobile apps off your phone if you wanted to. So maybe it does. I just don't use it.
That's awesome. You take your charging cord and plug it in to your phone and plug it into the USB port on your car. And it's got Apple, what they call Apple CarPlay. All the Fords have it now. Unless you got the little tiny screen, if you got the full-size screen. You can bring Waze right up. You can bring, somebody text you. It comes right over the car and says, you've got a new text. Would you like me to read it? Sure. And then it says, would you like me to reply? Yes. What would you like to say? I'm on my way. I'll be there in 20 minutes. Send. It's pretty cool. But you can bring Apple Maps up. You can bring Waze up. You can bring Google Maps. You can listen to your music, if you got any music downloaded on your phone. I download YouTube to my phone, and then while I'm driving, I can listen to YouTube. It doesn't play on the screen. You just listen. It's like a podcast. All kinds of fun stuff you can do. But it's awesome on a trip, going somewhere you're not familiar with. You can do it all right on your screen. 73KB8RVP, I'll be clear.
I got Pandora pitched in with it. I don't even have to plug it in to the USB port. It just automatically searches for it by Bluetooth. Yeah, it's pretty nice to have. I can hold a button on the steering wheel and ask it to send a text message, and then to who. And then you could say wife, and then go ahead and say your text. And you talk into it, and then it will repeat what you said. You want me to send it? Yes. And then it will send it. So, yeah, that's pretty nice to have. That's for sure. All right, I think I skedaddle. 658. Have a good day, Mike. KB8RVP, KB8LBF Mobile.
W6MT Mobile. W6MT Mobile and monitoring.
Desert Retail Mobile. Desert Retail, QS Line. Desert Retail Mobile. Kilo Zero Bravo Tango Lima Mobile. Desert Retail Clear.
Stevens, Delta 8 Romeo, Quebec, Sierra, testing.
KE8SEV Mobile, East Dallas. KE8SEV Mobile and monitoring. Somebody's ker-chunking the repeater, but in case you wondered, you have no audio. Negative. Copy on that. Yeah, that if that was audio, it was all busted up. Yeah, didn't sound good at all. I got you about 5x9 up here in East Tawas, but yeah, your audio is just tore right up. I can hear something in the background, something human in the background there, but no, there is nothing coming through audio-wise. KE8SEV monitoring.
N8HST mobile and monitoring. CQ, N8HST calling CQ. N8HST 73.